Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. So glad you made it here to the show today. Today, I have a very special show. We're going to be talking about different dimensions, right? Not just third dimension thinking, but fourth, fifth, and higher dimension. We're going to be talking about healing. We're going to be talking about how you can switch up areas of your life that aren't working for you. Okay, I get it. Some of you are going, well, my life is going great. Well, that's good. And this isn't a down show. This is a very up show, as you know. But there are areas that we really need to look for and look at. And sometimes they're multi-generational areas of our life. In other words, from your great-grandparents to your grandparents to your parents to you, there's a string. We're all connected. We're still connected, all right? They haven't left. They haven't gone anywhere. They're in another dimension. So we're going to be talking about other dimensions and how to bring those people that love you dearly, that are there, your guides, your angels, your parents, those people that are there, that are guiding you and maybe influencing you from the other side. And maybe they have messages for you. Interesting, right? Well, I haven't done a show like this on Voices of Courage, so we're gonna be going down some new directions. But you know, a lot of you have really shifted the way that you think, especially after the old COVID lockdowns and all that, and you know, some of the areas that you thought were real that weren't real, right? Some of the thing people that you thought were maybe conspiracy people that all of a sudden they're in front of Congress now. So, you know, this is about shifting and upshifting your consciousness and your thinking and allowing something new to come into your world. Are you ready? Okay, I hope you're saying yes. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to have my very special guest on the show today. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. See the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible. That's what my guest today is all about, helping you see things and know things that you've never known before. Her name is Kimberly Meredith. Kimberly, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me today.
So happy to have you. Kimberly and I have known each other for a while now, and you know, I always like to kind of time test some of my guests, especially ones that have some topics that might be controversial for some people. But Kimberly's the real deal. Let me tell you about Kimberly. She's a world-renowned celebrity medical intuitive. She's a medium healer. She is a global influencer, and she's a media personality, just to name a few things. She's a best-selling author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. And she has an extraordinary way of helping people to heal what's within themselves that they need to see, acknowledge, and then heal. And she has a way to help you do that. So I'm so glad you're here. You know, you and I were talking before the show about our guide, our mentor, you know, Bill Gladstone, who is my publicist, your publicist for many years. who transitioned this last year. And it's as before the show, we were talking about Bill. And then, of course, I felt his presence right here with me. And I know you did, too. How does that happen? How are we feeling him?
Well, you know, we never, in my view and what I've experienced, because I speak to the afterlife, we don't die. You know, we transcend to the other side. And a lot of people that pass over, cross over, are saying, hey, we're still here. We're still working from the other side. And they're here to help us with our mission here. And I'm in medical intuitive. I've been studied all over the world for my abilities, but I also connect to the other side. And with that, they're here to teach us, especially in the next 10 years, the next decade, lots of information. And so like our my agent, Bill, he's here helping the next decade also.
Yeah, he is. And like I said, he is my publicist, my agent, my friend, my mentor, and my business partner. And he just taught me so much. And it did feel his presence and remember that in my heart this morning. It was very powerful for me. You know, Kimberly, recently you had a new development in your powers and your abilities. You want to tell us a little bit about that, how that shifted for you and what's going on now?
Yeah, so mostly, you know, my work contains the finding root cause medical conditions of people's bodies. And so I scan people through my eye blinking and I do root cause conditions. But, and that's very detailed what I do with my blinking and scanning. And through that, in the last few years, I started communicating in soul frequency numbers. And what happens is that through the scanning and finding root cause conditions, numbers and frequencies were coming through over the scanning of people. So if I'm finding, say, a tumor in a person, or say a GI tract condition, all of a sudden I may see a number coming through, like an 8 or 4 or 5. And that may mean they're having a soul frequency path number that connects them to where they may be going, or say their life frequency path number may be. And that number connects to their frequency alignment. Because everybody that comes in the world has a path number. The first four numbers are fixed numbers, meaning where you were born into a frequency code. So if you have four numbers aligning, those four numbers are your path frequency code numbers. Then those numbers have a message in them.
You know, I don't think a lot of people would get that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I think I want to take a step back because I want my audience to really understand what you're saying. And I'll start at this way. Nikola Tesla, the great inventor of the 19th century, said, if you want to understand the universe, understand frequency, energy, and vibration. To understand the universe, to understand ourselves. And what Kimberly's talking about is just that, being able to understand one's frequency is what we're talking about right now. So let's talk about the individual frequency that comes in. How is that? Let's talk just a little bit about that so my audience understands.
Yeah. So every number, Greg Braden talked about soul frequencies. Everybody has a soul frequency. This building has a soul frequency. The universe has a frequency. Sound has a frequency. You have a frequency. You were born with frequency numbers. My guides do a frequency line of numbers to the next decade. They don't go past 2034. You have a line of 10 numbers, a decade of numbers. Everybody has a decade of frequency numbers through my guides. So your first four frequency numbers are fixed. The rest of the frequency numbers can move in and out. Your frequency numbers, each one of those numbers has a message inside of them, the secret message. my guides write those path of numbers out for each individual person. Every number is accurate. Every number that I release to each individual person is accurate. Every number has a story in them. So when I do these messages, they're in public. I've done them at expos, conferences, and online, and in I have sessions with these numbers. When I see them over people, for example, you could be a 4, you could be a 5, you could be a 7, you could be an 8, you could be a 9 and a 10, all those numbers lined up. Each one of those numbers are individually giving you a message. So if you're a 4, meaning you are born a 4, you come in the world as a 4. A 4 means you are of service. You could have been a nurse or a doctor. You could have been somebody that just loves to help people in this lifetime. If you are a 5 is a person that is constantly very, very good at business. These numbers are sacred code numbers.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about that. I had a person, a client of mine last week that was seeing fives everywhere. Five, 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 five. So I said, well, you know, that has meaning for you. And I said, you know, and I'm not Kimberly. I'm not reading from sacred, with my guides coming in. But I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'll look at AI and see what AI says about 555. And as soon as I did, it resonated with her exactly what she was bringing into her world. So I thought that was interesting. But here's what I love about what we're talking about, because first of all, let me go to the 4 that are fixed. Can we change our fixed numbers in this lifetime? Okay.
No. Okay. No. And also want to just say real quick, people also like to know their numbers and also their partner's numbers and their children's numbers. This is not me giving the numbers. Reminding, this is the omnipresent channeling these numbers through my eyes and my blinking. And often people try to make relationships work. They're married for many years, or they're in a relationship with a new partner and it's not working out. They don't tell me anything. I'll do the partner's numbers and their numbers. We'll see. I'll say, oh, this is going on with you and this and that. This is not numerology either. These are sacred Elohim. I also channel the Ra group. These are coming in from the omnipresent. This is not the medical intuitive stuff. This is different. These are code numbers coming in. These go up, like, again, I'm saying, only they will only let me.
So let me ask you, sorry, how can knowing the numbers support someone's evolution?
Great question. It's helping you understand, especially if you're not in tune with where you are going in this lifetime right now. A lot of people are going, I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do, what career, what path. In those frequency numbers, it's helping you to awaken to your passion and your abilities. It actually would put codes in there of who you are. If there's work abilities in there, the numbers come up with who you are as your passion, your work, those numbers come up too in there. And where you're ending up in 10 years, that could
be doing a show. I think some people, Kimberly, just thinking, wow, I don't know if I want to know where I'm supposed to go or what I'm supposed to do. And there's some fear in getting this, right? Let's address that a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, this is destined. The numbers are your destiny. They're who you are when you came into the world. And fear, unfortunately, is third dimensional. Fear is what is depopulating our world, and we can only move in love. If you don't want to have the soul frequency reading, you don't have to contact me. And if you want a soul frequency reading, you can have one. But what they're saying, my guys, because I'm a channel, is that this is what my gift is and what had came in. Greg Braden had talked about these types of numbers and frequencies are here. Sacred geometry has been here for the beginning of time. And this is something that has just come upon, something that I have been blinking and coding has come in. What I'm saying is that as a country and as a world, we are moving out of fear. We have to move out of fear because in the Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, in my book, we are learning that when we live in a third dimensional society, we can't progress and move in.
That's right. In fact, David Hawkins' work, where tuned into the different frequencies of the vibrational energies of fear, of anger, of stress, of worry, and also of courage and love and joy and happiness. And the bridge between the two was courage, which is one of the reasons I named this show The Voices of Courage, because we move out of the low vibrational energies into the higher realms of consciousness when we tap into our courage. I have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know something. I want to know how the healing process itself works, because I know you're a healer too. And part of this is healing. I think when we know our destiny, when we know where we're moving, we can heal the areas of our lives that are no longer working for us. So we'll be right back and we'll ask Kimberly about it when we get back.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with Kimberly Meredith in just 1 second. I want to remind you that this show grows because of our audience. Our audience tells their family, their friends, their associates about the show, and that's how we grow. So I want to encourage all of you to go over to our YouTube channel today and just give us a subscribe so you don't miss any shows. All right, back to my girl, my friend. All right. My conventional friend, we're right there. How does this healing process work? How does this really work, Kimberly? You know, people are going to want to know that.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Well, it works by saying I'm in the fifth dimension, first of all. The fifth dimension is really magical. It's a place where healing can happen faster. Once you start getting in this rhythm of understanding, it's a practice of daily meditation. When you're in the meditational practice of every day before you jump on your computer, before you get into that social media, or before you get on the phone, before every morning you wake up, you start getting in your breath work, your exercise, honoring source, God, love, breathing, saying you're grateful, speaking in gratitude, really understanding dimension is grateful, being grateful, but also understanding being in this vibrational circle where your home is organic, your water, your food, everything has to be the circle vibrational energy. Not everyone on the planet is going to be this way, but you're taking the conscious effort of doing it for you, your self-care, and loving your brothers and sisters and finding a way to serve. Serving others is reflecting back in your own energetic field in your body. We have chakras in our body, and having them align and is a choice. going into the fifth dimension is a process. Fear is the third dimension and worry. When we go in the fourth dimension, that is like the nature. We go out for walks, we're by the ocean, we feel really good, we're at peace, love, and joy. When we start going into the fifth dimension, that's opening all our clairs. When we're practicing this daily, we start getting into this higher fifth dimensional energy where we're opening ourselves up more telepathically. Our intuitive abilities start opening up more. This is amazing. We start seeing more, feeling more. We get more hits. We're more open. But this takes daily practice every day. The universe starts to feel us and hear us more. Our guides start wanting to be around us more, our angels, our relatives from the other side. We start learning that not only do we have one guide, we have many guides. We have our ancestors working with us. We have archangels working with us. Some people may say, well, I don't have any. I don't feel them around. But we have not only one guide. You may have up to 5 or 10 guides. We have a guide for work. We have a guide for romance. We have a guide for our passions. We have many, many guides that want to help us. The information is so here for us. And when we find somebody that we truly trust to help us get information and we feel safe, could be a life coach, could be a psychic or a medium, help us to connect, or just yourself connecting. Like one of my main guides is Yogananda and my grandmother. But you have to take the time to talk to them and honor them, because then they'll start talking to you. And it gets easier and easier to get into that fifth dimension and beyond.
Would you say it's about building a relationship then? Because, you know, if you're not communicating, you might tune in and you meditate, and all of a sudden you feel this energy come around you and you're like, well, what is that? Well, then you got to have a conversation, right?
Yes, Ken. It's a constant. So for me, because I meditate so much throughout the day and I'm in prayer a lot, and I'm with clients a lot, and I'm contacting them all the time, and I'm a trans channel, I'm always communicating. And the more that you're communicating, the more they'll start communicating with you. Like I hold this moonstone all the time and I'm holding it constantly, and I'm in contact all the time. But also my eyes are blinking and I communicate in code. So 3 blinks is confirming. 1 blink with one eye is I'm here. The other blink is I am confirming. I blink with the communication with my eyes. Some people get goosebumps and chills. I teach classes on Thursdays where I have my classmates. We're always the same classmates come Thursdays. They're starting to get their communication skills faster and faster. It's like being a singer or an actor or sewing. The more you're practicing, the more you get faster and the more they're coming in faster. So every morning if you wake up and say, good morning, spirit team, or good morning, Grandma, or good morning, Archangel Michael, they're going to come in faster because they're happy. They're joyful that you're saying good morning.
It makes sense. I mean, it's just any kind of relationship we have. If you don't put time and energy and effort into the relationship, it's not there, right? So it's the same thing as what Kimberly's talking about. I love that. I love that you're bringing this in. You know, it's interesting because, you know, some people might say, well, I live in the third dimension. I don't need anything on the fifth dimension. But the truth is, you know, Kimberly's very much third dimensional, right? She writes books. She's an author, speaker, trainer, medium, all this, all third dimensional. But she's tuning into the higher realms of consciousness to bring the wisdom, the love, the joy, the happiness, the presence, the understanding in, so that we can understand it. And do we all have that ability to do that, Kimberly? Is it, I don't know all, but a lot of people. Yeah. Do we have that?
That's a great question. So this book is fifth dimensional. How this book got published is fifth dimensional. This is a fifth dimensional book. I have a lot of people write back and say, when I hold the book, it feels fifth dimensional. Because this is the reason. I was discovered on air doing a live mediumship reading on a woman that called in, and I knew nothing about her. And I read her over the air and I said, I feel that you have breast cancer and you need to get, you know, help and this and that. And she said, I do have it. And I got flown to New York. I did a reading on a major publisher, publishing editor, and he couldn't believe I knew everything that was going on in his body. I knew this and this and that with the other person in the company. By the time I got home, I had the publishing deal. Not only that, the information in the book needed to get out because many of the miracle healings are in this book. And I believe that what spirit wants, spirit will have. And spirit is miraculous. And spirit wants people to witness miracles. And miracles are real. Magic. Magic is really the energy of the frequency of God. And God, the omnipresent, is real. And what's important to understand that everybody deserves to have a healing and everybody deserves to have miraculous healings. I wouldn't be here right now. I had a near-death experience that they called, I was gone, completely gone. They said, she's gone. And I came back. So what I'm saying to you is that God is real and the fifth dimension is real.
And it's interesting. We still have to say that because a lot, we're just in a place coming out of this really three-dimensional state that, back in the 1800s, just a little over 100 years ago, we didn't even know about energy, right? We were just bringing in people just understanding energy. And that's at the time when, you know, we started to bring in yoga techniques such as Kriya yoga, that learned about that, bringing Kundalini up and down the spine and about our energy centers and all. It's just brand new. So a lot of people are still getting this, right? But, you know, now the quantum scientists, the quantum physicists, the quantum mechanic groups, the neurosciences, everybody's understanding everything's connected. And we're connected not only to the third dimension, but fourth, fifth, sixth, all the dimensions. We're all connected here. That'll come out more and more. I just love you're here talking about this with me. All right, let me ask you something. Let me switch gears a little bit. In fact, oh gosh, I'm so into this. I got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to ask you about preventative. Can people prevent what health, disease, challenges that are happening to them? We'll get that one when we come back.
Okay.
It's been my pleasure to be here with you and to be able to host this amazing conversation. Till next time, make sure to continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and then you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. So glad you made it here to the show today. Today, I have a very special show. We're going to be talking about different dimensions, right? Not just third dimension thinking, but fourth, fifth, and higher dimension. We're going to be talking about healing. We're going to be talking about how you can switch up areas of your life that aren't working for you. Okay, I get it. Some of you are going, well, my life is going great. Well, that's good. And this isn't a down show. This is a very up show, as you know. But there are areas that we really need to look for and look at. And sometimes they're multi-generational areas of our life. In other words, from your great-grandparents to your grandparents to your parents to you, there's a string. We're all connected. We're still connected, all right? They haven't left. They haven't gone anywhere. They're in another dimension. So we're going to be talking about other dimensions and how to bring those people that love you dearly, that are there, your guides, your angels, your parents, those people that are there, that are guiding you and maybe influencing you from the other side. And maybe they have messages for you. Interesting, right? Well, I haven't done a show like this on Voices of Courage, so we're gonna be going down some new directions. But, you know, a lot of you have really shifted the way that you think, especially after the old COVID lockdowns and all that, and, you know, some of the areas that you thought were real that weren't real, right? Some of the thing people that you thought were maybe conspiracy people that all of a sudden they're in front of Congress now. So, you know, this is about shifting and upshifting your consciousness and your thinking and allowing something new to come into your world. Are you ready? Okay, I hope you're saying yes. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to have my very special guest on the show today. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with Kimberly Meredith. If you don't know Kimberly, she is a world-renowned celebrity medical intuitive. She's a healer. She's a global influencer, and she's my friend. and she's also a best-selling author. And we're talking about her book, her new book out there, which is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. You know, what if I don't want to have to keep healing? What if I want to prevent this stuff from coming in, anyway? Can people come to you, Kimberly? And by the way, before I ask you this question, because I know what you're going to say, but my audience doesn't, but can they come to you and do some preventative healing? But before you answer that, where can people get a hold of you?
Thank you, Ken. And I love talking about preventative healing. I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay, good. So go ahead.
That is my website that the spirit guides wanted me to have. So I made it the Healing Trilogy. So preventative health is one of my favorite things to offer. And I do it through Zoom. And I also have an office in Encino. Mondays and Tuesdays, I do sessions there. And preventative health is something that's truly, truly so important. Especially right now when we're living in a world where so many things are third dimensional. I do a scan on people's bodies where I could pick up where there is energy frequency that could be blocked, and I get hits through my eyes where sometimes maybe you may have a mammogram where it's still not picking up information that maybe I can pick up. And I've found over the last few years that sometimes you need to go back and get like an ultrasound. So sometimes I'll pick up stuff with people. I find the root cause of things that are going on in people's bodies where maybe you've been struggling for many years and not quite figuring out why you're still sick. But preventative health is so important because drinking the right kind of water can prevent major issues in your body. Not drinking out of plastic, having filters on your sink. I go into it detailed in my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, about vitamin supplements, making sure they don't have dyes, going over your diet. A lot of people are still kind of struggling with different diet plans out there. So in my work, I go through all of this stuff, and I do work with Western medicine doctors, and I do work with nutritional, naturopathic doctors. So people come to me after they've gone to lots of different people, and I do work with other people, and I do this through my eye blinking. So people will bring in the work that they've done with their other doctors and physicians and their naturopathic doctors, and they'll go over their work with me also. Making sure you get exercise, making sure you are taking your supplements and vitamins, and making sure that you are not drinking out of plastic bottles, and making sure that you're drinking good spring water. Lots of people still are drinking out of the refrigerator, water, well water, and these types of things I've noticed in the last decade that I have been working are really hazardous.
Yeah, they're really hazardous. Let me ask you a question. I interviewed Dr. Emmanuel Amoto, and he did a book on the quality, the healing qualities of water, where he would ask us to hold energy and vibration on our water, and it would actually change the frequencies. So basically, blessing our water, and
I was tested with water frequency at Ions Institute.
Nice. And what? So what's our hit on that? If you're out traveling and you got to drink a plastic water bottle or something because there's nothing else available, but maybe, city water. You're like, well, what's better, the plastic or the city? What do we do with that? Because I want to be practical with this.
Exactly. Well, if you have plastic or city, of course, plastic water. But if you have a container, like say you go out of the city and you have like a container with you, then pour it in the container. If you've got plastic, pour it in this a still great container.
Yeah.
And I also want to mention, Ken, most people that come to me, because I see people daily, lots of people, they're taking too many vitamins. And that's really hard on the kidneys and the body. And so I feel like you've got to be careful with overtaking vitamins and also with herbs. I get a lot of calls with people that are having a lot of problems with taking too many herbs. And herbs do not give you a lot of oxygen in the body.
That's really interesting. All right. So if somebody wants to get a reading, let's tell them where they go again. If they want to get a reading from you and find out, are they taking too much, not enough, what they can do preventative, what their numbers are, so they can know where they're going, what their soul path is. How do we do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guides are really good at figuring out your hydration, your immune, where your immunity, your immune suppressed. They do a flow chart on that, and they're really, really going in on all of that with health right now. So coming up with a preventative topic right now that you just talked about is really, really important. I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay. Thehealingtrilogy.com. And I want to say that again for my listening audience, thehealingtrilogy.com. And when they go to thehealingtrilogy.com, what are they going to find, Kimberly?
You're going to find a list of things that I do. I do the medical intuitive health and wellness. I do Reiki healing now, Reiki healing energy, distant Reiki healing energy, and soul frequency readings. I do animals, children, office, cold laser therapy in my office in Los Angeles, and life coaching, and all kinds of sessions I have on my website.
Okay, great. Listen, for some of you that don't know Kimberly, you were studied by several scientific research institutes, including Dr. C. Norman Shealy's Institute, the IONS Institute, Noetic Sciences. How was that for you, being tested by these scientists?
It was interesting. I found it very, Dr. Shealy was the most, I am so glad I got to spend time with him. I'm really, really grateful that I was with him for those weeks. And we filmed it. I get goosebumps because the relationship with Shealy and I honored so much because we both experienced moments of witnessing a tumor that was about this large. I don't know if you can see that. A lady had on the side of her neck, and they were going to operate to take it out. It was a large node, and I put my hands on it and I prayed repetitiously over that, and it dissolved in a matter of 3 seconds off her neck. And there was a nurse there, an RN, and he came over. And when he put his hand over it, a tear came down his eye. And he looked at me and he said, "It's gone." And she just shook her head. And because I'm a trans medium, my body goes chilled and my lips kind of turn a little purple. And they were filming that. And I don't have any kind of feelings because it's not really me. I'm a lot like those channels like Jane Roberts and stuff. Like I kind of go out and I don't like think much about it because I don't really have like an ego to it. And he just kept staring at me. And for me, it's like what I do every day at the office. I was like, and then he wrote it down in the chart. And then they a few weeks later after I got home, they wrote back the studies and he said, he still couldn't believe it. He's like, it was gone.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And they wrote up all the chartings of everything. And when I was out there doing those testings with everybody, there was a few people I had done the hands on that I do, the laying on hands, but that was one of the most remarkable ones. So they wrote that in the book.
Wow. That's beautiful. All right, I'm going to take a quick break when we come back. Can anybody develop these intuitive abilities? Let's discuss that when we get back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297. 800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kim D. Foster, your emotional host today. I'm feeling a lot of heartfelt love and I'm feeling what we're talking about today. And I'm with Kimberly Meredith, who's an amazing intuitive and healer. And so let me ask you that question, Kimberly. Can anybody become an intuitive? Can they really? I think we all are born with intuition, but most people don't have developed intuition. It might be 25% accurate. How do we develop that intuition?
Yeah, I'm asked a lot of times, can you teach me how to do the blinking? You know, can you teach me how to do the scanning? And my guides are telling me just in the last few years, and I get chills right now, they really want me to teach people how to do the laying on hands and activating the healing. And they want me to do it soon. And I am really starting these classes online, but I want to do them in person. And I don't know if like I'm the one, you know, I know there's a lot of very well-known teachers out there doing things like Dr. Dispenza and people like that. But I do feel this is a calling through my eyes blinking that I am to do the teaching. And I do believe people, yes, they're saying. So yes, the answer is yes. The answer is yes, just like Reiki, but maybe a step higher than Reiki of dissolving the energy off the body.
Yeah. So does one have to tune into their, I would say they have to, well, this is my thought, they have to tune into a higher level of their own consciousness to be able to get out of the way of the ego mind, to be able to allow the energy to flow through them and in such a way that can heal another. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So I can tell you just a quick story real fast. I was at the Conscious Life Expo a few years back, and room was like 300 people, and there was a woman. She had a very large goiter, and everybody was chanting Om Namah Shivaya, and she came up on the stage. The guides brought her, and I didn't know that it could ever, you know, dissolve like that because it was very large. And we had three ladies on the table holding her legs down. I put my hands on it. I'm getting chills right now. And we were all praying, and we have it on film. And she was so open. She was actually praying in Hebrew, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. And it just went completely down. And just, I'd say like a month ago, she did a Zoom with me. And her husband said, look, and it was still completely down.
Oh, no.
And her doctors even wrote us a letter saying, this is just God's work. The room, the whole room, people were on the ground praising the omnipresent. And the whole room was vibrating so high. There actually was two people in the front row that also were healed.
Yeah.
So this is the answer. The answer is the energy in the room was so high and everybody was so in this highest vibration of love and healing that I believe that through the sound of praying also with everybody chanting was bringing the vibration beyond the fifth dimension.
Wow. Well, you're challenging all of us to, you know, it's not something outside of yourself. It's something inside of us. Now, when we can step into that vibration in greater and greater ways, we can shift the energies in our homes, shift the energies in our relationships, increase our relationships with not only the physical world, but also in the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. And higher realms of consciousness. So we can be in those dimensions and start to bring more of that in our world. One of the things you said early on and which I love was you hold the stone. And for me, I came back from India just 2 weeks ago, and I had a little Indian when I went to India. One of the yogis gave me this string they tied around me. And I showed it to my grandson, and I said, you know, this is what the Indians tied around me for protection. And he looked at me, and he said, he's 5, 6 years old now, and he says, Grandpa, I think that's just there to remind you of God. And I went, yes. And the stone and in this, and I wear a bangle, and, you know, it's to remind us of our divinity that we all have. And Kimberly, I just want to say one last thing. You know, your guides, are using those codes to help humanity upshift ourselves. And you're teaching these students how to heal themselves. So I'm going to ask you one more time, how do people get a hold of you so that they can start to do this work themselves? Also get Kimberly's new book out there. It's the awakening to the fifth dimension, discovering the soul's path to healing. Take it away. You got 1 minute.
Yeah. Well, you can find me at thehealingtrilogy.com, doing the medical intuitive health scans and healing and classes, thehealingtrilogy.com. I'm so happy I came on today with you. You're just such a beautiful soul.
Such a beautiful soul too, and I love to be able to call you my friend. So that's where we are, and you know, we've known each other for a while now. It's awesome. Any final thoughts for our audience here today, Kimberly? Final thoughts.
I just really want everybody to know that you deserve a healing, and you deserve miracles. And I'm here if you need to get in contact with if anybody's crossed over, family, or you need any type of healing or comfort.
I love the show. Thank you for coming on. I hope you'll come back again soon. And thank you so much. It's been my pleasure to be here with you and to be able to host this amazing conversation. Till next time, make sure to continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and then you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care.